On this episode, we're talking about why I believe marry the house, date the rate is actually fantastic advice, yet so many agents are fucking it up.
The Massive Agent Podcast. With lead generation tips and strategies to get you more leads and sell more homes.
I love to buy houses. I like to sell houses.
It takes brass balls to sell real estate.
Wait a minute.
The leads are weak. You're weak.
I've had better.
Oh, have I got your attention now?
Here's your host, Dustin Brohm.
What's up, guys? Welcome back to the Massive Agent Podcast. This is episode 254, and I am glad to be finally back, not back, for the first time in my new office, in my new house, the house we bought back in early May, and I've been in an Airbnb for 4.5 months with my family, and crazy, finally here. The office is in total disarray, and if you saw my Instagram story earlier this week, you saw this makeshift desk that I'm on right now. If you're watching on YouTube, it looks great. It looks professional. I've got the color behind me. I've got the New York City black and white photo deal right here. Yet my desk is on a wobbly, freaking sideways IKEA bookshelf. It's so if I touch it, if I breathe on it, it wobbles. Anyways, you got to make do with what you've got, and what I've got is a new studio. So first episode, super excited about that. Welcome, guys. Massive Agent Podcast. If you are new to the show, my name is Dustin Brohm. I'm an agent in Salt Lake City, Utah, and I am here today to talk about this concept of marry the house, date the rate that so many agents and so many loan officers have been putting out there on social media, as they should. There's also been a huge debate among agents, these factions, if you will, where a bunch of people would jump out there with videos and say, hey, guys, interest rates are going up, but don't worry, just you're marrying the house, but you're only dating the rate. And a lot of agents have taken issue with that, saying that's the worst advice. Glenda Baker from TikTok, she has said worst advice ever. I completely disagree. Where I will absolutely agree is in the execution of it, in the communication of it. Here's the thing, guys. With this concept of marry the house, date the rate, what is so damn controversial? What is so hard to understand about teaching people that while the house stays the same, same neighborhood, like you, same foundation, like the house stays, you own the house, what you don't have to stick with is the mortgage, the terms of the mortgage, the monthly payment. You can change those. The problem is in the communication of that concept. And why there's people saying that's great advice, there's people saying that's the worst advice ever. We're going to talk about that today. So this is good. If you have been out there doing videos, talking to consumers about marrying the house, dating the rate, I applaud you because you're actually doing something. You're actually doing shit. And if you feel like you fucked up or you did something wrong because some influencer that you follow said worst advice ever, I disagree. Your execution, maybe it could be improved on. Maybe the way you said things possibly could have misled some people, but your intentions were pure. The spirit of what you're doing was pure, I assume. So I applaud you for that, because what we need now is more voices. We need more agents teaching people and advising and being a lighthouse in the storm, so to speak, on social. We need more of that. So don't feel gun shy. Don't feel like, oh my God, I can't do videos ever again. Or my favorite TikTok star is going to, you know, berate me. We're going to talk about why this has become a big thing and the lesson you're going to learn from it will help you in your communication of everything moving forward, which is a good thing. Before we get started, guys, this market is changing so dramatically fast. There's new stats every day showing, oh my God, this is slowing down. Fewer homes are being sold. New data points all the time. The only way to stay on top of this shit is to just go to someone who really stays on top of this shit and just have them give you all the info. Like, it's like anything else. You want to know how to do video really well on social? Well, go to someone doing video really freaking well and just do what they're doing with your own spin on it. That's it. Like, you just rip off and duplicate what works. Luckily, when it comes to housing stats and all this stuff, economic news, what the hell's happening, and how to communicate it to your clients, luckily, you can just rip off and duplicate. There's a platform called Keeping Current Matters, KCM. And now that I am, now that this podcast is part of the Broke Agent Media Network, I can extend their discount to you guys if you want to try out Keeping Current Matters. KCM is a platform where they take all the economic shit and they distill it down and they say, okay, here's what it means. Here's how to communicate it to your clients. They even have a platform where they'll give you video scripts and like, here, do this video to help you advise and teach people. Super freaking cool. So to get, to get the details on that, just go to trykcm.com/bam. trykcm.com/bam and get a discount and a free trial. Go check it out. Super cool. And if you, let me ask you this. This is urgent because there's something happening next week that we need to talk about today before it's too late. If you had the chance to hang out with real estate industry legends, the best of the best, and swipe their secrets on how they make, how they do millions of dollars in sales, sometimes billions of dollars in sales, would you? I think most of you would say, yeah, of course. Well, we'll see. Okay. On November 8th through the 10th, you can actually. The best in real estate, including Tom Ferry and John Cheplak, who I'm a huge freaking fan of, they're coming together for the real estate event of the year called FubCon. Follow Up Boss is putting this on. This is a high level event taking place in Vegas. And the price of your ticket includes a 3-night stay at the Cosmopolitan, a top luxury resort, which is part of the Bonvoy Marriott family, which to me is the biggest deal of them all. So you can get your Marriott points, get your upgrades if you have enough points, all that stuff. It includes the hotel. It includes the stay at the Cosmo and most of your meals. Go to fubcon.com, F-U-B for follow up boss. See what they did there. Fubcon.com, FubCon, like conference.com as in website, to get some details. And if you want to try Follow Up Boss for free and see why so many of the top agents, teams, brokerages in the industry use Follow Up Boss, you can try them out for free for 30 days. No credit card required. They don't even ask for one. They'll just give you a 30-day trial. All you need to do is go to massiveagentpodcast.com/followupboss. All right, let's jump into the goods. All right, so a week or so ago, I say a week or so ago because I've lost all sense of time between moving over the last this last weekend, Halloween, all the stuff, all good stuff, but I have no sense of time left. So recently I was on The Walkthrough, one of Broke Agent Media's biggest, most popular shows, and episode 28, if you want to go to their YouTube or any podcast platform and catch up on what I'm about to tell you. But we had a robust discussion about this concept of marry the house, date the rate. And it started out as a joke. Okay, Eric, the broke agent, and Byron Lazine, they're like, you know, don't give this advice. It's horrible. And I couldn't help myself. I'm like, guys, I actually think that's great advice if it's done correctly. Well, let's talk about how to do it correctly, because what everyone has an issue with is when it's communicated poorly. The problem is when agents, well, first off, let me back up. Marry the house, date the rate is an amazing concept. It's not controversial. It's telling people you are married to the house, like you are stuck with the house. You cannot change the house, but you are not stuck with the mortgage. You can date the mortgage for a period of time and then get rid of it and date a new one, right? You can refinance. The problem is when you're telling consumers you can refinance. When interest rates go down, you can refinance. We need to change that to if interest rates go down and if you still qualify, you can refinance. Yes, if you're able to, you can absolutely refinance. Consumers need to understand this. Get the damn house now. If interest rates go down and you still qualify and everything's still good, then yeah, refinance and you can reduce your mortgage payment dramatically. That's an amazing concept we need to be teaching people. The problem is when you lead them on to think that refinancing is a sure thing. I see this more with loan officers, if I'm being totally honest. I see more loan officers saying when interest rates go down, they absolutely will. And look, I think they probably will. But what if they don't? See, that there's the problem. What if they don't come down? So if interest rates come down, then you can refinance as long as the rates are actually lower at that time and you can still qualify. Sometimes people go to refinance and because of it, they lost their job or they're between jobs or they've changed careers and changed industries or whatever, they can't qualify for a refinance because a refinance is a mortgage. It's just another one. You're just redoing it. So you still have to be able to qualify. It's not a sure thing. As long as you're communicating the concept, which is amazing, like the house stays the same, but the mortgage doesn't have to. If the rates go down, you can absolutely refinance if you still are able to. Get that out there, but just let people know it's an if, not an absolute guarantee. That's the problem. And there's far too many people flippantly just saying, oh, we'll just refinance, no worries. Yeah, just buy the house now and refinance later. It's simple, but it's also not that simple because it's not a sure thing. We don't know what interest rates are going to do. They will eventually go down, but is that next year? Is that next decade? I don't freaking know. Like, there's so many factors to it. This is what you need to teach people. If mortgage rates go down, if they still qualify, then absolutely refinancing. Then absolutely refinancing is an option, of course. And that's important that they know. So don't not teach people that. Make sure you just tell them if rates go down and you still qualify, then you refinance and you can reduce your payment that you have now, but at least you've got the house. You've got the house. You've married that sucker. You've got the house. You can change the terms of, you know, how you're paying it off. Absolutely. So there's nothing controversial about that topic. It's just the execution. So if you were one of those people that were just a little bit too flippantly, a little bit too casually, too confidently saying, oh yeah, just refinance next year, that's if it makes sense, if you still can. So just change a couple words around so that the spirit of it is the same, but then they also understand that it's an if. And if you haven't done any videos about this, if you haven't been teaching consumers about this, you probably should start, because how many times do you run across a consumer who is waiting until interest rates come down? They're waiting to buy a house. Well, what if that takes 2 years and home prices go up, right? What if home prices go up? What if the rates don't go down? What if they need to buy within the next 2 years and rates don't go down? They actually go up. Home prices go down a smidge, but rates go up and the home becomes more expensive. That sucks. So they need to understand that they can get the house now if they're able to make the payments, if they can afford the payments, if that's okay, if they're stuck with these payments forever, are they going to be okay? Then get the damn house. If not, then wait. But get the damn house. If rates come down, then refinance and you can make it even less expensive. Make the payment even less. Fantastic. That is great advice. Make sure that you're executing it properly. If you want to see that robust debate, go to the Broke Agent Media walkthrough number 28. You can find it on YouTube, on the Broke Agent Media YouTube channel. You can find it on Apple Podcasts and Spotify or wherever you're listening to this podcast. The walkthrough is on there as well. It's number 28 from a week or two ago. So there you go, guys. We need more agents preaching and teaching and advising and educating. When things are changing quickly, consumers need us. They need an educated realtor. They need an educated advisor. They need someone who can dive into the nuance of it. That's important, because if you're missing some of the nuance, if you're missing some of the details, and it's just, oh, next year when rates come down, just refinance, they're missing from that. That could be misleading people. Right? They could be like, hey, that guy on the internet told me just refinance next year, but rates are actually more. Oh shit, I'm screwed. That's a problem, right? Just be careful. Be careful, but do more content. Teach more people. Like, say more words. Teach. You have to educate. That is what people need from us now more than ever. That's it. Guys, I appreciate you listening to this episode. I appreciate you. If you are doing content, I appreciate you doing that. Good for you. That's amazing. Continue, please. And if you found value in this episode, I urge you to share it with somebody, share it with an agent who you're friends with, share it in a Facebook group, share it with some agents in your office, share it with your broker. You know, whoever you think would find this valuable, please share it with them if you found it valuable. That's how we grow our episode. That's how we grow our audience. And that's why we keep doing the show, is to make an impact on as many agents as possible. I want that number of agents to grow, not shrink. And I need your help to do it. I'll provide the content. I'll keep coming back every Thursday with a new episode. I just need you to share it and help us reach new agents. That's it. Only if you found it valuable, though. If you found it valuable also, if you have not yet, I would really appreciate it. I would actually love the shit out of it and love the shit out of you if you would leave us a positive review on Apple and or Spotify. If you are an Apple user, that's where you listen to your shows. Just go to massiveagentpodcast.com/review and you can quickly and easily rate the show and leave a review. You don't have to write a 3-paragraph deal unless you want to. I actually love reading those when they come in, so feel free to. But if you only have 30 seconds, don't not do it just because you have 30 seconds. So go do that. If you're on Spotify, Spotify reviews are actually fairly new. So I don't even know if we have any. I'm sure we have a few. We need more. So if you listen on Spotify, please, I'm begging you, the Spotify listener, please go give us a positive rating if you enjoy this show, if you find it valuable. And I'm touching the desk and my computer is shaking like a motherfucker. I should stop doing that and I should go shop for a desk. So next week, I'll be back with a desk and a slightly different office arrangement, and it's going to be awesome. Appreciate the shit out of you guys. Have a great weekend.